This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Rabbi Say, Parshas Vayakel Pekudei. We begin with something very interesting in the beginning of the Parsha. Talks about the selection of Bezalel, and it says about Bezalel, Ulahayrois Nasan Belibai. God placed in his heart Lahayrois. Now, to be able to, what does Lahayrois mean? To teach. God gave him the ability to teach. Now, very interesting. This is different than the description it gives, Uvalev Kol Chacham Lev Nasati Chachma, that God says he gave wisdom to all the wise hearted people. Apparently, Lahayrois is something different than Chachma. And in fact, the Ibn Ezra and the Arachayim HaKadosh, what?
Parents, Irim.
Yeah, the instructors, teachers, right? Their job is to teach. Lahayrois, to teach. The Ibn Ezra and the Arachayim HaKadosh says, what do we see from here? That apparently just because you're a Chacham, it doesn't necessarily mean you have the ability Lahayrois. You could be very smart, you could be very intelligent, but you could have no idea how to be Lahayrois. It's a special, extra talent. And this is a very important lesson we learn from here, that just because a person is a Chacham, it doesn't mean he's a Mayreh. He doesn't mean he can instruct. But Rav Aryeh Leib Steinman, I think this is the first time we're featuring him, Rav Aryeh Leib Steinman, the G'dolei Hador today, he wrote a sefer on Chumash called Ayelas HaShachar, and he brings down the famous quote of the Rav Chaim Brisker. And Rav Chaim Brisker used to say like this, if you can't explain it, then you don't know it. I remember when I was in ninth grade, my ninth grade Rebbe, Rav David Harris, he used to say, he was my ninth grade Rebbe, he would say over the Gemara, and then he would say it over. And then he'd say, make believe you're explaining it to your sister. In other words, make believe, try to explain it to me in a way that if I had no idea about anything, I could understand it. And Rabbi Harris used to say, if you can't explain it, then you don't know it. Don't tell me, yeah, I know it, but I just can't explain it. Right? You never hear people, you know, the teacher will say it over. Yeah, I know it very well, I just can't say it over. No. Rav Chaim Brisker used to say, if you can't explain it, then you don't know it. That seems to be a contradiction to this pasuk. This pasuk is saying, based on the Arachayim HaKadosh and the Ibn Ezra, that even though you could be a Chacham, it doesn't necessarily mean you could be
a teacher.
But in order to be a teacher, you have to be a Chacham.
Not necessarily.
Oh, man, where got it from?
I don't know.
Not necessarily.
Okay, let's leave it like that. Let's leave it over there. But the Gra says like this, that it's possible for a person to know the information quite clearly, but nevertheless he can't explain it because he's not organized. Which means like this, and this is a very important lesson in life. Rav Pama used to say that used to say like this, anytime a person speaks, they have to make sure to do the following three things. Know what to say, know what not to say, and know how you're going to say it. There are a lot of people, they speak, and they say a lot of intelligent things, but they farmish it with so much information that's not necessary, you can't understand a word they're talking about. So what we're learning here is there is a certain talent of Lahayrois, which may not mean you don't understand the information, you can understand it perfectly clearly, but you can't convey it in an effective manner. So that's an important lesson to learn. Fine.
It's very hard for somebody who's really smart to get down to the level of somebody who's, who knows nothing. Some people just can't get
You know, sometimes in order to crystallize something, you have to clear away extraneous information. Okay, fine. Then we come to a very interesting expression, number 3, Lamed Vav, Lamed Hey, the next pasuk, Milei Oysam Chachmas Lev, La Asoiz Komeleches Charash V'chayshev. What does the word charash mean?
To do physical.
What is a charash?
Charash means a woodcraft, a craftsman.
Carpenter.
Woodcraft.
Carpenter. And the Ksav HaKabbalah, Rav Yaakov C. Mecklenburg, points out, why are we putting the word charash together with the word chayshev? What is a chayshev?
Weaver.
Planner.
Planner.
And the Ksav HaKabbalah points out that even the word charash means carpenter, we can't avoid thinking that it also has the meaning of plowing. How do you say to plow? Charash. So why does the word carpenter and plow have the same word? They have absolutely nothing in common with each other. And with this, the Ksav HaKabbalah uncovers for us an amazing thing. And that is, in this world, the people who are successful are not the people who do things. The people who know what needs to be done. Right? The guys who are building the building, they're making the money. It's the architect who has the plans of how to do it. He's the one who's making the money. The builders are not the ones who make it in this world. It's the people who are able to conceive the idea of what needs to be done.
What do you mean make it in this world? In terms of respect or financial?
Everything. No. Everything. Yeah. It's not the people. It's not the people.
And the general contractor's made a lot more money than the architect.
I don't think he means general contractor. I think he
in general, when a person, well, let me talk. In general, when it comes to those who are successful, in other words, it's the people doing the labor. It's not the people doing the labor. It's the people who, in their minds, are able to know and plan out exactly what needs to be done. When a person plows, he's not just making a hole in the ground. He conceives the idea that he has to make a hole in the ground to put in a seed, and at which point he's going to water it, at which point he's going to harvest it. In other words, he's conceiving the idea. The malacha of carpentry, the gang of it, is not you know how to cut the wood. Anyone could cut wood. You have to be able to, from the very initial stage, know what it's going to look like in its final product to know how to cut it at this point. That's the tzad hashava between the carpenter and the plower. The carpenter is not just someone who has the skill, who knows how to cut, but he has the conception in his mind of the whole layout and the whole format, and that's how he's able to start his work. And that's why the Ksav HaKabbalah says the Torah puts together the word charash with chayshev, because these are both types of, not craftsmen, but planners. The art of the craft is in the planning. And you'll see what we're going to do with this. Okay? We're about to learn something amazing. I have a question for you. Tonight you're going to say Kabbalah Shabbos. Arba'im Shana. Akut B'dor. Right? Arba'im Shana? Should be Arba'im Shanim. It's Shana Achas. Shnei Shanim. Why? Arba'im Shana?
What does Akut
B'dor
mean?
I quarreled with that generation. But why Arba'im Shana? It should be Arba'im Shanim. It's a grammatical error, it seems like. We find this error, so to speak, in Parshas Truma. Look at number 5. V'yasisa es ha-krashim, make the krashim la-mishkan. Esrim?
Keresh.
Esrim Keresh? Should be Esrim Krashim. And in Vayakel Baruch Hashem, you know, they corrected it. V'yas es ha-krashim la-mishkan, Eser Krashim. What happened? They missed. They didn't catch the first one.
Daniel was figured out already. Each keresh.
Right, chas v'shalom. Right, humorously. But what? Or we find in the chumash, shloishim yaim. It should be shloishim yamim. Or zeli esrim shana. Yaakov Avinu says esrim shana. Esrim shanim. It says ze arba'im shana, arba'im shanim.
Each one is individual.
Each year.
Once he made them already, then you have the 10. Then you can put it together like krashim. But each one is an individual one, and even though they're the same, but they're not the same.
Okay.
Interesting possibility. 20 individual ones. Right.
And what does Krusha mean? 20 plural ones?
No, then he made them already. They were made already.
They made it already.
Then they weren't individuals anymore?
No,
when do you use plural and when do you use singular? There's an important rule in Hebrew.
One set of 20. It was a collective.
And in Vayakel, wasn't? When do you say Arba'im Shanim and when do you say Arba'im Shana? Very important rule, Iksav HaKabbalah says. Maybe I'll say it outside first. When you have many items, but the many items make up one unit,
so it's an
then
individual.
It's Arba'im Shana. Yeah. Right? How long were the Jews in the Midbar? A 40-year period. Right? A 40-year era. That, so we say Arba'im Shana. When you have a collection of individual parts, it's Arba'im Shanim. But when those individual parts make up one unit, then you say Arba'im Shana. Esther, Yaakov Avinu worked for a unit of 20 years. Now listen to this.
So, but once
in Parshas Truma, God is giving us the plans of the Mishkan. The one who plans the Mishkan, he can't foresee 20 different beams. That building is not going to work with 20 different individual beams. He has to conceive how they all fit together as one unit. So in Truma, it's the plans of the Mishkan. As the plans of the Mishkan, as the architectural plans of the Mishkan, Esrim Keresh. In Vayakha, telling you how they built it. They built it as 20 individual beams. They built them as 20 separate parts.
They attached them one at a time.
Yeah, they attached them one at a time. But it's a very beautiful, first of all, it's a very fundamental principle in grammar. That you could have many parts, but if all they all fit together as one unit, we'll give them Lashon Yachid. So look what the Ksav HaKabbalah says in number 7. Kishetziva al mlechas haMishkan and Truma, when God commands us about the work of the Mishkan, Yavai b'mispar haKoylel es haAsiris b'lashon Achtas. It says the 10 number in a Lashon Yachid. Va'amar esrim karesh. And here, in the third line, he says, Huskar shloshe pamim b'lashon rabim. Crush him. So says the Ksav HaKabbalah, V'yira kishah nisbar hu mitzuruf v'mechum bar yachad, if it becomes one unit, k'ma yamim v'shanim she'en bam z'achar z'asheni miyad b'sor rishon b'li hefzik b'in tayim, if it's all one unit, where one follows the next, then you put the 10 in a language of yachid. Arba'im shana. In Truma, it gives you the plans, Esrim Karesh. But in Parshas Vayakha, when they actually built it, they built it as 20 individual Krashim. Therefore, it says in the Lashon of
Rabbi.
Okay? Fine. Rabbi Isai, we move on to something absolutely astounding that I heard yesterday. I'm telling you, it's really amazing. Parshas Vayakha. Who makes the Arayim? Tayas Betzalel es Arayim. Atzei Shitim. Who puts in the badim? Pasuk Dalet. Vayas badei atzei shitim. Betzalel made the badim, the poles. Who puts the poles in the rings? Betzalel. Vayovei es habadim atabois. Betzalel puts...
Wait a minute. How do we know that?
It's
just says Vayas Betzalel es Aron.
There's something...
Vayas badei atzei shitim doesn't say Betzalel. It could be, you know...
Yossi came to the shir. He asked the question. He took a break. He came back. He's learning again. Now I'm talking about Yankel over here.
We're talking about the Torah here.
Torah uses a pronoun.
We know that the Aaron had all kinds of nisim and nephilos associated
with it. But if it uses a noun and then pronoun.
It could be the Kodesh Baruch Hu the Badim. Because the Badim,
No.
The Aaron... carried by itself, right?
Oh, no.
The bottom never were removed.
Fine, but if it says a noun and then it says a pronoun, the pronoun's going on Betzalel. Vayave es habadim? So, okay, Betzalel, we don't have Vlasei ses ha'arayin? To carry the arayin? The badim of the arayin were to carry the arayin? No, they weren't. The badim of the shulchan were to carry the shulchan. The badim of the mizbeach were to carry. How could the Torah write the badim of the Aron were to carry the Aron? First of all, the Aron was Noiseis Noisav. You didn't need badim to carry the Aron. Second of all, the badim were not allowed to be removed even when they didn't need to be carried. So what's the Torah? It's not true, Laseis Aron. Then in Parshas Pekudei it says, it's going on Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayikach, vayitein es ha'idus ala Aron. Vayosem es habadim ala Aron. First of all, that's talking about Moshe Rabbeinu. You have to take a look at the psukim before. Vayitein es ha'idus ala Aron. Momala.
So first of all, it says
Moshe put in the badim. And by the way, in Pekudei, it doesn't say the badim are laseis es ha'arayin. So we have a number of questions here. First of all, why in Vayakel does it say the badim are to carry the arayin? Number two, I have another question for you. If Betzalel put in the badim, then who took out the badim for Moshe Rabbeinu to put them back in? You're not allowed to take out the badim. It says lo yasuru mimenu.
Right.
Right, so here we have in number 10,
that's why it has to be a Kaddish Baruch
Hu. We have a very interesting Maramakan. But
they
so who
at Hanukkah time,
who then, put in the badim first? The Torah says Betzalel. Right. So I want to know who removed those badim and was over the Isser of Layasura Mimeno.
What's our higher Italian
time? Right? Here in number 10 we have a very interesting Maramakan. Ulachaira Kasha.
Who's it from?
I can't reveal. Divayakel Lamed Zayin. Hey. Kasav the habadim heim lost his sasar. In Bayako it says the badim are to carry the arin. The Zayin, it's not true. The Yeshis are lost Rimenu. Because we know you know how to remove the badim, afkishen srichem ma'isam lases, even if you don't need them to carry. So the purpose of the badim is not to carry. And va'ayin bepekude, look in pekude, the likes of the badim lases. It doesn't say the badim are to carry. Va'oid kasha, that if Bezalel brought the badim in the tabois, like it says in Vayakel, then who was over the yisr of removing the badim so Moshe could put them back in? So I heard yesterday a chiddush from Rav Yonis and Zaks. He said like this. He said, what defines Arayin? What's the definition of the Arayin? Without Luchais, the Arayin is not an Arayin. Right? It's called Luchais O'edos. Without the Luchais, not Arayin. In Parshas Vayakel, the Luchais were not put in yet.
So it wasn't
an Arayin. So Bezalel put in the Badim. For what reason? Lost Seisus Arayin, just to transport it from place to place in the meantime. But in Pekude, look in number 9. Vayikach vayitin es ha'edus el ha'arayin. Moshe puts the luchais in the arayin. After that, he put the badim in the arayin. What's the purpose of the badim? Not to carry. It doesn't say lases. You want to know who removed the badim in the first place where Moshe put it in? Who removed it? There's no problem removing it. Before the luchais were in the arayin, there's no issur to remove the badim. Why? Because it's not an arayin yet. The Torah says don't remove the badim from the arayin. But it's not an arayin before you put in the luchais. Why were they put in? Because no, you had it. Because there's a din, there's a mitzvah to put badim in an arayin, and here the badim were not put into an arayin. The badim were put into something that wasn't an arayin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, because the craftsman had to make sure it worked.
Very nice, beautiful pshat.
Make sure it fit.
Beautiful
pshat.
They call it an arayin? I mean, they called it a vayakel before.
It didn't have the stat. It's a box. Arayin means box, but it doesn't have the status and the kedusha and the dinim of an arayin. Okay.
It says Ha'aron on the look at the first, the hey idea.
Yeah. Okay. Then we have something also very amazing. Okay. Torah says this is in Shuma. V'yasu Aroin atse shitim. She make the Aroin of cedar wood. Amasai mechitzi argim, amechitzi rachmei, amechitzi kamasai 2.5 by 1.5 by 1.5. So Ramban wants to know, by all the kalim it says via sisa. What is via sisa? Lashon yachid. Why lashon yachid?
Because
the mitzvah devolves on Knesset Yisrael as one entity,
as
a tzibur, right? Via sisa menorah, via sisa shulchan. Why by the Aron does it say via su? They should make it, says the Ramban. Second line. V'yitachein, it's possible. Sheyirmai sheyu kol yisom mishtatzim v'asiyas arayin. Then when it came to the arayin, everyone had to have a part. Ba'avur shu kadosh mishkanei elyayin. Because the arayin was the holiest article. V'sheyizko kulan l'tayra. The arayin represents the Torah. Every yid has to have a chelek in Torah, and therefore, while the other kelim was the responsibility of Knesset Yisrael, the arayin was the responsibility of every yachid. How did every yachid contribute to the arayin? He says at the end, either everyone donated some gold, or everyone helped Bezalel a little bit, or everyone had correct kavanos by the building of the arayin. But when it comes to the arayin, Rabbi Yisai, it doesn't say v'yasisa yachid, k'nesisa, v'yasu, every individual. So ask you kasha. So how come the next, very next pasuk says, v'tzi pisa oisai zahav tahar? It should say, Vitsi poi oisai. Right? Or vitsi pisem oisai. Why do, if the Ramban's saying that by the other kalim it says viasisa, but why does it say lashon rabin by the aron? Because every Jew has to have a chelik in the aron. Well, if every Jew has to have a chelik in the aron, why in the very next pasuk are we reverting back to lashon yachid?
Because we're talking about Am Yisrael as a unit.
No, but as a unit, they don't have a chiv to build the aron.
No, the asu as aron atzei shitim, they had a responsibility.
Every individual.
Ben Zvi Pisah, that now they already had the Aron and had Kedushah.
What do you mean they already had the Aron?
No, they made it. Now they have to cover it
They
in
didn't
gold.
Make it if they didn't cover it in gold yet. I mean, that's how you make it.
That's how they finished it.
Wow. And by the way, they didn't cover in gold. There were three boxes, right? There was an inner box of gold. That's how they covered it. I ask you another question.
You don't like my drashta piece of the first time Israel as a unit and the
Osir. Fine, but what? There are two different chiyuvim of the Aron?
Yeah.
Why?
That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted it.
So we find something very interesting. Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from Har Sinai and Parshas Ekev, right? At that time Hashem told me, Aron, eights. The Aron's made out of wood. I thought it's covered in gold.
There's different Aron.
So why one Aron is wood and one Aron is gold?
The inside of the Aron is wood, the, but it's cut. But it's
so why didn't they cover that Aron in wood and gold?
Oh, but they're the
different,
same one.
They're different
one.
Ones. They go inside each other.
What happened to the gold? I want to know, where did the gold? Where's the gold?
They put it on the outside.
So why does Moshe Rabbeinu not hear any command from Hashem about anything gold when he puts in the luchas? So look at number 15. Another
gold would be a representation of the eagle. Kadosh Baruch Hu, maybe the Kadosh Baruch.
But the Aron had gold.
Yeah, but not on the inside.
Yeah, on the inside.
No. The inner box
was gold.
Was gold.
The inner wall that was closest to the Aron. That wasn't to Luchos.
Was gold.
That wasn't just eight uncovered wood.
No.
Outer.
And there are three boxes. Outer one of gold, inner one of gold, middle one of wood.
Yeah.
It was gold, wood, gold.
They're different.
Rabbi Isai.
They're different Aron notes.
Fine, so why didn't that Aron need gold? If an Aron needs gold, why didn't that Aron need gold? So we have a very interesting... We have a very interesting Maramakam, number 15. L'chai Rakasha. According to the Ramban, why does it say va'asu by the Aron? Because the yesh lechalech vechad chelik ba'aron, every individual had a chelik in the Aron. Why doesn't it say afterwards? Why does it say afterwards v'tzi pisa? So I heard in the name of Rav Asher Weiss, Rav Asher Zelig Weiss. He's a big paisik in Eretz Yisrael.
Not Zelig, Rav Asher Weiss.
Okay. That. There are two dinim in the Aron. The Aron has two aspects to it. One aspect is the Aron houses the Torah, the Luchos. It's the house of the Torah. It has another din that it's one of the kelim of the Mishkan. In other words, there are two aspects of the Aron. One is it's the house, the seat of the Torah. And one is it's one of the kelim of the Mishkan. As the house of the Torah, what does it need to be made out of? Wood. How do we know that? Because when Moshe Rabbeinu comes down with the luchas from Har Sinai in the interim, Hashem says, make Aron Eitz. So we see, in order to house the Torah, it only needs wood. But as a vessel of the Mishkan, it got to look like all the other vessels. So it's covered on the inside and outside with gold. That, the gold makes it one of the kelim of the Mishkan. The wooden box is what makes it the seat of the Torah. So it comes out beautiful. Which aspect of the Aron does every Jew have to have a chelek in? The Atzei Shittim. Because that's the part that houses the Torah. So when it comes to the Atzei Shittim, it says, V'asu! Every individual has to have a chelek in it. But when it comes to the fact that it's one of the kelim of the Mishkan, the same way everybody, the same way Knesset Yisrael built a Shulchan and Knesset Yisrael built a Menorah, Knesset Yisrael has to make the gold of the inner and the outer boxes. It's amazing pshat. Hafla of a fella.
Beautiful.
Well,
why must it be gold inside? The only thing seen by the public is the outside. So why put gold inside also? Shouldn't it be with...
That's what covered the same entire
inside. If I'm not mistaken, Chassam Sofer says, you know, Talmud Chacham has to be toichai kabarai. You know, don't be a faker on the outside. Shoot, I got out of that one.
you would wonder why there was so much gold in the Mishkan when gold was the material of which the eagle was made. That a Kodesh Baruch Hu would
it was you know, a kapara. Maybe it was a kapara for the eagle, right? The Mishkan Nasiyah. So, I mean, you know what? Let's we're going to have one more segment. Okay, so Rabbi said this is some very interesting in Yanaman Parashas Vayakub. Let's just review. Give me one second. We have the Indian that Hashem taught Bezalel the art of teaching. We have the concept of charash, that the word for carpenter has to do with planning. Why the Torah and Shuma says Esrim Keresh and Vayaka Esrim Krashim? Because in the plans it was Lashon Yachid. We have the Inyan, why first Bezalel sticks in the Badin and then Moshe? Why? Because before the Luchas were put in, it's not considered an Arayin. And then we have the two aspects of the Arayin, the Chelek HaTorah and the Chelek that's one of the Kelim of the Mishkan. Okay? Avosa Agun Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.